Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Wojcik. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn strikes out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. Gentile moves to third. Lau moves to second. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 1 in the game. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tardabul moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tardabul scores. Charles moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez is hit by the pitch. Charles moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 1 in the game. Wojcik takes first base on ball 4. Charles scores. Seaburn moves to third. Jimenez moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seaburn scores. Jimenez moves to third. Wojcik moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Billy Heft now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0 for 1 in the game. Rakow is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lau for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-1 in the game. Savarin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Savarin reaches second base with a double. Barry Sheetrany pinch hits for Billy Heft. Barry Sheetrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheetrany hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Savarin scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Lupke now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jimenez hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wojcik takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to third. Wojcik moves to second. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bryan for the out. Seaburn scores. Wojcik moves to third. Causey moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-2 in the game. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wojcik, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Athletics. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lau for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Savarin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson strikes out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Dick Lubke. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. One out. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Wojcik hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward. Wojcik reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Causey strikes out. Lau drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Causey out. 2 outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bryan hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Wojcik now playing left field. Gino Cimolai now playing right field. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lump fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gentile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-3 in the game. Rakow hits a fly ball into center field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tartabull moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-4 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.